to Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah. This week's sponsor is Figaro Wine and Liquors on Hempstead Avenue. And here are your hosts, Michelle and Leah.
Hi, everyone. It's Michelle Segelnick.
Hi, good morning, good day. This is Leah Bernstein. Hope everybody's doing great as the weather's turning colder and we get to enjoy a little bit of sunshine on a happy Monday.
So I think today we want to talk to you about something called sheet pan dinners. So sheet pan dinners are really all over social media, all over everything nowadays, and with good reason. They are simple to prepare, easy to clean up. Everything's done on one sheet in the oven. It's a flavorful meal made with chicken or seafood, vegetables, potatoes, one pan, one dish, and dinner is done. I think this time of year is super busy for everyone. The holidays, everybody's busy with end of the year, getting work in, meeting deadlines. The kids have their finals if the semester is ending, they're cramming for studying. So it's just a busy time. Also, to me, when the days are so short and it's pitch black at 5 o'clock.
You hit the nail on the head. You've got totally.
Right? Like you come home from work, it's 5, 6 p.m. It's pitch black.
Feels like it, 10 p.m.
Feels like midnight, I was going to say. It's so dark. And the last thing you want to do is start potchkeying with lots of pans and pots and dinner. You just want something easy, delicious, fast, and hot to put on the table for you and your family.
Right. It can be a comfort food. It could be a favorites type of dinner. And it can be a family pleaser. It could go all, you know, it can run all those gamuts.
So I like to do, first, let's talk about the pan. I was going to talk about the meals first, but let's talk about the pan themselves. So I like to use a real metal sheet pan, not the disposable tin.
Okay, and then you have me. Disposable.
Okay. You like to use
and I like to use the disposable because I'm all about the quick, the easy cleanup. And less washing is always better. And if you are a working family, it's definitely a good option.
So I like the real metal pan. I prefer the Nordic Ware brand. And locally in West Hempstead, you can pick these up at our restaurant supply store on Hempstead Turnpike. It's right next to Witch's Brew. So that's a landmark in town. So you'll know where it is. It's on Hempstead Turnpike, or you can buy them on Amazon. So what I like about the real sheet pans is that they lend a caramelization that you don't really get when you cook on the disposable tins. And I line them with a piece of parchment paper, so it makes for easier cleanup. You don't have to scrub them too hard. So let's talk about our favorite sheet pan dinners. Leah, I'm sure yours includes hot vegetables somehow.
Always, always. But besides that, I wanted to say that I sometimes, for those who know me and those who don't know me, I've always have a focus on my weight and somewhat incorporating healthy meals into my family and into our routine. So I will tell you that sheet pan dinners are a wonderful way to go if you want to stay healthy, if you want to stay on some sort of meal plan that might be dietetic, or just if you're watching yourself, because we usually incorporate a protein and two types of vegetables or more. So there you go. And I know when I'm trying to lose or watch, which is whichever way is more politically correct to say, I definitely do it with a fish dinner. So I personally love the fish sheet pans, whether it be a whitefish, a sea bass, tilapia, if you care for it, or obviously always a good go-to is your salmon.
And fresh fish in West Hempstead is available at Western Beef. They have a fish counter. Cherry Valley Supermarket has a fresh fish counter. And Cross Island Fruits, all local, have fresh fish counters. They get fresh fish in daily. And there's a fishmonger. Is that the right word? I think it's called a fishmonger. Who can help you pick which fish you'd like and cut it
right,
to size.
Right, because there are always fish that some are more fishy, some are less fishy, and you have to figure out your taste.
And when you're looking for fish at the market and they have a full fish in the display counter, you want to look for certain things to make sure you're getting the freshest fish. The eyes, if they're there, need to be clear, not glassy, because if they're like glassed over, then the fish is not going to be as fresh. There should also be no odor, not like a strong fishy odor. If there's a strong fishy odor, stay
then
away
it's
from
not,
that.
Right. It's you want not your freshest fish.
The scales, or if it doesn't have scales, should be clean and shiny, not like like frosted looking. They need to be clear. That way you know you're getting the freshest fish possible. So Leia, can you share with us like a salmon sheet pan dinner idea?
Sure. Sure. So I like to do a salmon pan. So what I would do first is lay out my salmon. You know, depending upon how many people you are or how hungry you are or how hungry your husband or partner might be, you know, you have to figure out how many slices of salmon or of a fresh piece of salmon. And then you can determine, like sometimes the men prefer more protein than vegetables. And sometimes the women like more vegetables than protein. So what I would do is lay out my salmon and season it. You will also find spices. Michelle, you can talk about the local aspect of spices and just options. But a great, great option for salmon would be a lemon pepper spice. It comes already prepared for you.
And you can buy a lemon pepper seasoning from any of the local supermarkets. They all carry them. McCormick makes one. Badia makes one. Even CVS brand has their own brand of seasonings, and they make a delicious lemon pepper spice. I prefer to use fresh herbs and spices rather than the dried spices. So all you need is a lemon and squeeze it on top.
Right. So when I want to fancy up my little lemon pepper spice, I add thin slices of lemon to my pan. And I'll add, of course, my vegetables based upon your likes and dislikes. I always use onion, and everybody knows what my next one is going to be.
Let's guess. Zucchini?
Really? Yes, Michelle. Wow, what a surprise. You got it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, so I would go with onions and zucchini and maybe some broccoli or broccolini, cauliflower. You know, the sky's the limit, of course, with the vegetables. But keep
what about
in mind,
potatoes?
Okay, so potatoes are fabulous. They lend themselves to a great aroma and flavor, but potatoes sometimes take a little longer to cook. So you might have to stagger your ingredients.
So start with the potatoes.
Exactly.
Then after 20 minutes in, pull out the pan, lay down your salmon and your veggies, stick it back
in. And whichever vegetables, like onions go quickly, zucchini goes quickly. So, and especially the way you slice them or cut them, the smaller the slices, the quicker they cook.
So like a piece of salmon in the oven doesn't need more than
maybe 15 minutes at the most.
So you're going to want to start with your potatoes on the pan, then add in the salmon and the veggies to finish it off.
Exactly. So
I like to do a sheet pan dinner with bone-in chicken, potatoes, and Brussels sprouts. Like, we love Brussels sprouts. So my chicken dinner would be all going in at the same time, because bone-in chicken takes a little bit longer to cook than, let's say, salmon or chicken cutlets. And this way, also, if like somebody likes dark meat, I can do thighs and legs. And somebody likes the white meat, I can do breast and wings all at the same time up on the sheet pan. Lemon is also a great seasoning for that. I also love the Lori's seasoned salt. It has like everything already mixed into it. It's a great seasoning. You just sprinkle it all over everything. And what I love about doing chicken and potatoes together in the same pan is that the juices from the chicken mix in with the potatoes, and you get this really delicious potato. And like I said before, using the sheet pan, the Nordic ware, the loop, the tin one, you get a great caramelization on the potatoes. So you get that nice crunchy outside and the soft inside of it. So I prefer a chicken dinner, but that's because I guess my kids don't eat fish. So we're not big fish eaters here. So when I'm making a fish dinner, it would only be for me and my husband, because the kids won't eat fish. And I hate to cook more than one meal at a time. So if I'm making dinner, everybody's got to eat it, or you got to go fend for yourself.
So I'll also give a little bit of a tip. What I do sometimes with my sheet pan dinners is, you know, I set my table in advance, even if it's just the two of us. So I'll throw the sheet pan in the dinner. In the dinner. How's that? In the oven. And I will then open the bottle of wine.
Let it breathe. Then,
yes, let it breathe while I set the two place settings.
What kind of wine are you having with your dinner?
Okay. So typically with fish.
You want a white wine. You're not a white wine
fan. I'm not a white wine fan. So I like to have red wine with any meal. And I would, you know, I would lean toward a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Shiraz. Those two are my go-tos.
And you know where this going next. You can buy it at Figaro on Hempstead Avenue. They have a huge selection of kosher and non-kosher wines available for everybody. And they are so helpful there behind the counter. The staff will even make recommendations for you based on what you're having. So go in there and say, I'm having a salmon sheet pan dinner and I want a white wine to go with it. And they'll make a recommendation for you. And that'll be awesome. So take the guesswork out of that. Another great idea for sheet pan meals is breakfast for dinner. I love to do breakfast for dinner, switch it up once in a while. You don't always have to have meat or chicken or fish. We love pancakes here. So sometimes I'll do a pancake sheet pan, and it'll be pancake batter. And then in each quadrant of the sheet pan, I'll put different toppings for the pancakes. So one will be chocolate chips, one will be blueberries, one will be strawberries.
And for those simple people, you have to keep a part of it plain.
Nah, what good is
that? Yes, always. Because then everybody has the option of adding their favorite topping after it's cooked.
It's so much better inside.
Okay. Everybody, there's something for everybody.
You can also do on a sheet pan in the oven, a shakshuka. sheet pan, which is like, for those not familiar with shakshuka, it's a tomato-based sauce. And then you crack an egg into it so that you have a sunny side up egg in the midst of the tomatoes. You could bake that all in the oven and serve it with a crusty bread to sop up
you
all that deliciousness.
You can even put little slices of a baguette or garlic type bread around
the garlic bread
the
with
mixture,
it would be delicious. Yeah.
Around the mixture so it toasts up. And you can just put it out there and everybody can partake.
Everybody
it's
dig
really
in.
Fabulous. Yep, dig in.
So I think we're going to share some recipes for some of the sheet pan dinners we talked about on westhempsteadecho.com, where you can find our podcast and local news and
everything about West Hempstead.
And we look forward to speaking to you again. Have a great week, everybody.
Enjoy. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
That concludes this edition of Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah. Join us next week on westhempsteadecho.com.